Proclamation number 7016 of 13th of January, 1958. God's power and His love. The power of God is unlimited, and so is His love. You must always bear this in mind when you are in distress of body or soul. There is one who can banish all adversity because He is omnipotent, and who also wants to banish all adversity because love is His whole nature. But His love must also meet with reciprocal love, otherwise His love will remain ineffective. And that is the solution to the riddle: when His omnipotence does not express itself to you humans because you yourselves make it impossible through lack of love. A heart which is full of love will, as it were, grant God Himself entrance, and then He can rule and work in His house. But where the door is still closed, where love is lacking, His activity is also impossible, precisely because He is still outside and cannot forcibly enter a house which does not open itself to Him voluntarily. Love is everything. It is strength and light. It gives the human being knowledge, also the strength to use it correctly. Then there will also be no more hardship for the human being, neither earthly nor spiritually. But love is still very weak in all of you. It has not yet flared up into a bright flame, and this is the effect of a weak faith in God and His willingness to help. Anyone who can grasp Him with all his heart, i.e., whose nature lives in constant helpfulness towards his fellow human beings, need not fear any restriction on God's part, but God's love can illuminate him with all its strength. And you humans don't yet know what this means, or you would be absorbed in love and the most intimate bond would have been established with the one whose nature is love, wisdom and might. And then you would no longer be moved by anxious questions. Then every physical and spiritual adversity would be remedied, and then it would also be possible for you to transfer your strength to your fellow human being in need again. Believe that you are able to do everything when you are permeated by God's strength of love. Believe that nothing is impossible for you to achieve if only you let the love in you become so strong that you thereby cause God Himself to be present in you, and He then accomplishes what you want to do for the benefit of your fellow human being. And believe that you yourselves can also be in full possession of light and strength because He is within you, who is the original source of light and strength. In your original substance you are the same as He. You need not be limited in the flow of light and strength, for your original state was perfect when you took your departure from Him. And you can become perfect again as soon as love completely fills you. And that love ignites in you is within your power, but it requires your will. Yet what you cannot achieve because your will is too weak can be achieved through heartfelt prayer. For a right prayer is also a bond with God which secures the influx of strength for you. And the strength of love which is now given to you will also certainly impel you into loving activity. You will only ever use this strength of love acquired through prayer for loving activity. And then you will also achieve that your faith increases, for a prayer which is meant for spiritual possessions will truly not remain unfulfilled. Therefore, every person can reach the aim, for everyone can make use of the grace of prayer. Every child may speak to its father and request from him what it lacks. For a prayer in spirit and in truth also proves the child's love for the Father. It proves that the child wants to reach the Father, and therefore the Father's love will also send his ray to it, and the child's heart will be inflamed by it. And once love has been kindled, it will also seize all beings. The human being will have to love every work of creation, but most of all his fellow human being, and God himself will be present, and his strength of love will manifest itself so obviously that the human being will be able to accomplish everything, that he will be able to heal physical ailments and also banish all adversity, because love, which is God, is also the strength which accomplishes everything. Amen.